FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A group of Mozambicans living in Durban has taken to the streets to protest what they say are crimes against humanity in their country. They marched from Saratoga Park in Umhlanga to the Mozambican embassy in La Lucia. Mozambique has been in political turmoil, worsened by unrest sparked by October's disputed election that saw Frelimo declared the winner. And civil society groups say more than 100 people have been killed during the protests, blaming a crackdown by the government. The Interior Minister last month labelled the demonstrations acts of terrorism. Activist Lydia Kongolo took part in the march today and says they want to return home, but the situation there makes it impossible.
We need to prosper our nation. We need to work hard to build our nation. We are tired of being called the foreigners here. We need justice.
Another protester, Paul Manyika, has called for fellow African countries, especially South Africa, to help ease the tensions in the neighboring country.
We ask and we cast for a call for Mozambican president. Please, we are pleading with you, South Africa. Please intervene in the problem of Mozambique.
The group said they had a list of demands for the ambassador, including transparency about the recent elections. Motorists who break the rules of the road could soon have their licenses suspended if they get 15 demerit points. The Road Traffic Infringement Agency plans to launch the demerit system in a few months' time. CEO Matsimela Moloi has told Newsroom Africa that violations recorded on the National Contraventions Register can lead to license cancellation after three suspensions.
There is a rehabilitation program that has been introduced so that we get to check what exactly is causing you to be a repeat offender. R2Act does not change what is happening. You get your notice and you have an option firstly, which is to pay within the first 32 days. What happens now is that you as an infringer get a benefit of a discount.
And Syria's new transitional head of government says the rebels who ousted President Bashar al-Assad will guarantee the religious rights of all groups. Mohammed al-Bashir has called on the millions who fled the war to return home. Assad fled Syria after an offensive spearheaded by the Hayat Tahrir al-Sham group and its allies. It brought the Assad clan's five-decade rule to an end. Syria's new rulers have sought to assure citizens at home and those who had sought asylum abroad. The war, which had lasted around 14 years in Syria, has killed more than 500,000 people and forced half of the population to flee their homes, with 6 million of them seeking refuge overseas. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 40.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. The Proteas women's side 130-3 in the 28th over of the third ODI against England. A wounded Arsenal side host Monaco in the Champions League this evening. And Aldric Porgieter back on the horse this week as he tries to recover from the Nedbank Golf Challenge.